this plane made but one flight, a trip that lasted about 1 mile just a few yards off the surface. Yet it remains one of the most historic and most visited aircraft in the nation. Perhaps that's because it was the largest ever constructed. The story of its one flight is this edition of the American Countryside. Depending on where you live, you may have seed in the ground or you're still waiting on the weather to clear. Maybe you've made most of your seed decisions, but you're looking to switch some acres from corn to beans or vice versa. Perhaps you just want to try some new and highly productive genetics on your farm. You've been hearing me talk about Wilcross soybeans and Agrigold corn for some time now, brands we've used for many years. Randy Baker and his team from Wilcross have heard from many of you, and they're still crisscrossing the Midwest, helping longtime customers and meeting new ones. Randy and the crew follow these beans from start to finish and regularly meet with processors and buyers both here and overseas. Whether it's conventional or GMO beans, give Randy a call at 660-483-0390. That's 660-483-0390. For corn growers, remember that Agrigold is the corn specialist. Check out their giant hybrids that are winning yield trials at Agrigold.com. Wilcross and Agrigold are a winning combination on your acres. Contact your local Wilcross or Agrigold dealer and always remember to follow all label directions. The day was November 2nd, 1947, and Howard Hughes was ready to perform tests on a plane dubbed the Spruce Goose, a behemoth whose 320-foot wingspan is still a record today.
Hughes, of course, put out the media that he was going to take this big flying boat out into Long Beach Harbor. And he took it out, and he invited media. And so there were about 34 people on board the airplane that day for the first two taxi tests, including the crew of about 19 people.
Catherine Hewitt says the plane made two scheduled test taxis on the water. James McNamara was one of the few broadcasters that remained on board for what was planned to be an uneventful final trip across the water.
Hughes swung it around a third time, and he actually got it up and going, and McNamara was standing a little ways behind him and going blow by blow what the speed was.
65, 70, 75, and something momentarily cuts out, and I believe we are airborne. We are airborne, ladies and gentlemen, and I don't believe that Howard Hughes meant this to be. I don't know. We were airborne for just a moment, and we were really up in the air. We were really up in the air. And I don't know, Howard, did you expect that?
I thought I'd make a surprise.
Well, it certainly surprised the people here.
It was the only flight the giant plane ever made. Development cost the government $23 million. Today, the historic plane is on display just south of Portland. Traveling the countryside in McMinnville, Oregon, I'm Andrew McCray.